Well, good morning, boys and girls. It's so good to see you this morning. I'm so glad you're here. You might not know this, but my name is Doyle Hamilton, and Miss Jessica is not here today because yesterday she was a bride, and we celebrated her wedding in Macon, Georgia. And so she asked me this past week, would you be willing to do the children's sermon? And I said, oh, I would love to do that. So here I am, and we got a few things to talk about today. I got a question for you. Everybody listen. You ever get scared at night?
Sometimes.
I do too. In fact, when I was your age, I had two older sisters, and sometimes at night I would get my pillow and my blanket and I would go sleep at the foot of their bed, and it made me comforted. Sometimes I'd go down the stairs and sleep at the foot of the bed of my parents. It helped me. Well, in our house, We had a daughter, and when she was young, sometimes at night she would get scared too. So we had this little light. Y'all ever seen something like this?
Yes. I have three of those at my house.
Oh. Three?
I got
four. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! So it's a popular item, right? So notice it's not lit, right? But when it gets dark, this little thing right here—it's called a sensor. It will tell the light to come on, and it will give us light at night. Well, I have something better than anything else, and that is the words of Jesus. And here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So usually when we have a table up here in front of the pulpit, we have two candles. But this morning, we're going to light this one candle. And it's a reminder to all of us today that Jesus is the light of the world. Let's pray together, okay? Oh, dear God, thank you so much for these dear children that you've entrusted to our care. Thank you for moms and dads and brothers and sisters and grandparents who help us grow up and to better understand who you are and your life. Bless these dear children and remind us this week that when we get scared, we can be reminded that you are the light of the world. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.